The survivors had suffered their first losses, but they had gained their first allies. They had established a home base, but it was now under attack. And to top it all off, the party was split. This is the story of our players in Outbreak Undead, part of RPG Storytime. Jamie was hurrying as fast as she could to her boyfriend's last known location. Jeff's last message had been ominous. He was certain he wouldn't come out of it alive. Jamie wasn't going to let that happen. Everything seemed under control at the Glendale Galleria, so she sped her latest hot-wired car towards Jeff. When she got there, she saw that Jeff's car had been flipped over. He was still alive inside, but he was at an awkward angle thrusting out a samurai sword at the zombies reaching in at him. Jamie cleared a bunch of them on one side by running over them. Jeff's path was clear, so he rolled out. A couple zombies crowded in on him, and he sliced one of them while backing up. Jamie opened the passenger door, and Jeff jumped in, hopping over a grasping zombie beneath. Jamie yanked the car into high gear and hit the gas, and the tires spun in place. She had gotten them stuck on a pile of zombie bodies she had hit. She tried reversing, then going forward again, but only dug further into the bodies, never reaching the pavement. "Try reverse again," Jeff shouted. "Stop backseat driving," Jamie responded. A crowd of zombies were closing in on Jamie's side of the car. Jeff noticed that the way was clear into a nearby building. "Come with me," he shouted. And they got out of his side of the car. The couple ran for the building and almost made it to the doors when they swung open. A crowd of the undead came pouring out directly toward them. Jamie and Jeff backed up. The others were still crowding in behind them, and still more were moving in from other sides. They saw no choice but to hop up onto the overturned car Jeff had been on. There they stood back to back, prepared to fight to the end in the face of the apocalypse. "We knew it would come to this," Jamie said, and Jeff responded, "Can't imagine anyone better to go down with, baby." Nasiba, Mason, and Seth Rogen had been left behind to guard the camp. The others had been gone longer than expected. There was not much to be concerned about until they heard rustling in the woods. A steady thumping of feet on the ground was getting closer, almost as though it was in rhythm. Slowly, a throng was emerging from the depths of the woods. They were moving in a strange rhythm, and they were led by a strange-looking man. This one looked alive, though his clothes were in tatters. He was humming and making strange, high-pitched noises. Then they recognized him. It was Michael Jackson.
Ow!
He looked as he had in life, entirely alive. It did not take them long to realize why. His plastic surgeries were still in place. Though his skin had rotted away, the plastic structures which truly made up his looks remained, and he appeared almost exactly as he had in real life. The throng sashayed toward them in no hurry. Though Nasiba could barely walk, she readied her sword. Mason and Seth had only their knives. Mason was the most sober among them, and he came to the realization that the best course of action was to hide inside one of the cabins. "Michael Jackson's probably just in search of the Boy Scouts," he said. "When he finds out they're not here, he'll probably lead the group on past." They rushed inside the one Nasiba had been recovering in. They peeked out the windows and watched the undead horde approach. They hoped it was a small group, and they would go by before their friends returned. But neither turned out to be the case. These were the undead who had risen from the graves of Forest Lawn Cemetery. Though many had scattered in other directions and some had stumbled away in the broken landscapes of Griffith Park, enough had made it here to be a threat. But as long as they could remain quiet, the zombies might pass. As long as they kept their cool. One of the cats hissed at them. Then another smacked the window. The humans pushed the cats back. But it was too late. This had attracted the zombies, and they approached the cabin. Some of them began clawing at it. Seth Rogen thought he heard the Michael Jackson leader even say, "Come on, everybody! Don't be ignorant! Tear this thing down!" It could have just been the pot speaking, but it really seemed like that's what he said. Nasiba began giggling. She had taken some of what Seth had given her, and it was really kicking in now. The two of them shared in laughter at the undead monsters clawing at their windows. Mason, between them, rolled his eyes in annoyance. This was life or death, didn't they see that? The whole cabin began to shake with the weight of the zombies on both sides pressing back and forth. They still had a rhythm to them, led by a single plastic hero that sounded like it was calling out, "Come on, everybody! Don't be ignorant!" Mason was the only one among them who realized the entire structure was ready to collapse, and they and the cats would all be eaten. Then the sound of a car screeching to a halt sounded along with the blaring of a horn. The others were back from the mall. The zombies, attracted to the sound, shambled away from the cabin. The plastic one remained behind, screeching as though calling orders to the others. The zombies moved in rhythm, coordinated in their efforts to attack the humans. In game terms, this helped their initiative. Seth Rogen realized he had to take out this threat, so he emerged from the house shouting, "Die, zombie Michael Jackson!" And he plunged his knife into the plastic head. Michael Jackson shouted, "Ow!" And the throng around them came at Seth. "Okay, bad plan," Seth Rogen exclaimed. But then Nasiba and Mason emerged and attacked the others. Jessica was ready with her bow, and she took down zombies as soon as she came out of the car. Leo and Tommy were not well armed, but they did pretty well with their knives, supported by Trish and her friends. Seth plunged his knife into the King of Pop's head again, trying to find the brain to destroy it. It unfortunately was quite small and hard to find, but at last the knife found it and destroyed it. Woo! This disorganized the zombies, and they became scattered. Trish and her friends continued to distract the zombies, while Tommy and Leo stabbed them in the backs of their heads. The zombies tried to get back into the rhythm, but without their crotch-grabbing child molester leader, they were unable to get into it, and the living humans got the initiative on them. Even the cats got the lead as they ran out of the cabins, grabbing the zombies' attention, giving Nasiba and Mason the opportunity to jump out and stab the zombies in the backs of their heads. Jessica Drew shot a couple more, and Tommy and Leo finished them off. Tommy and Nasiba quickly wrangled up the cats, getting them back into their carriers. They knew they had to abandon this place. Mason and Seth took a look and realized it was unsustainable. Once on the opposite side of Burbank Water and Power, they found the place deserted. They could hear an ongoing rumble past all the walls outside, but no sound came from within the compound. Nevertheless, they had their weapons at the ready as they pushed forward into the buildings. There was utter silence for some time while they came upon the skeletons of those killed during the apocalypse. Some had been killed with claw and bite marks, but some had stab wounds to the head. Tommy explored deeper and deeper into the center, while Jessica climbed up one of the high catwalks, and Mason inspected the front gate. While Jessica and Mason rediscovered how extremely surrounded they were, Tommy opened the central iron door to find many of the employees huddled inside. Afraid of the zombies, or more afraid of them? Tune in next week to find out what happens next. And if you'd like to see a visualization of this episode, check out our YouTube channel. The link is in the description. If you'd like to see other things written by the author of the show, you can also find that in the description. Happy gaming, everybody!